Welcome to the MegaCast.
Welcome to episode 83 of the MegaCast. I am Jerko. I'm joined tonight by Wilco and Josh. Good evening, fellas.
Good evening, sir.
Evening, Jerko. Sir Jerko, sorry.
Apparently so.
Sir Jerko Jerkins.
Jerko Jerkins. Matt Jerko Jerkins. It is the 1st of May of 2018. It's already fucking May. I don't even know how this is happening this year. But we're going to have a reasonably packed podcast tonight. We've got no special guests, but we've all been up to a whole bunch. Most notably, we've all been playing God of War still, haven't we, boys?
Yeah, you should. I don't know, a lot of people like that. I mean, that's all I've been doing.
What's that game? Never heard of it.
Yeah, so I think we're going to do a spoiler cast in the next couple of days, or we're going to try and get a spoiler cast going. We're not going to talk too much about it here, but I don't really know what else we can talk about for the rest of the week.
Like, no, really.
Been playing it. It's been a actually productive week for me, which is weird. I don't know what's going on.
But well, why don't you tell us about your week then?
No, I don't feel like it, to be honest.
That's great podcast content. Great.
I finished God of War, as we all have now. But mine was a bit special because I finished it on Anzac Day morning, so that's Wednesday morning. Had a big emotional reaction to it, as in it was fairly significant game in my gaming career now. Everything came out of it, and then I went and saw Avengers Infinity War that afternoon and obviously had a fairly major emotional response to that one as well.
Fuck. Because you would have had a shitty day.
That's exactly right. I'm like, at the end of the day, I'm just going, wow, fuck, I've got so much to think about. Where the fuck do I start? Wow.
How does your mind go through that much in one day? Like, seriously.
Oh, fuck, I don't know. I seriously, at the end of the day, I'm like, I just needed to talk to someone. And no one, or hardly anyone had seen Infinity War, so I couldn't talk about that. And God of War, not many people had finished that, so I'm like, oh fuck, I've no one to talk to. And I went by myself to Infinity War, so I'm like, because my missus wasn't interested, I'm like, I can't talk to you about it either. I'm like, oh fuck. And yeah, so that happened. That was a day.
That would have been hell, actually.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking. And I tried to get every kind of way to chill. I think finally Demuji had seen Infinity War and wanted to talk about it, and that was about 11 o'clock at night, and I was about to fall asleep. So then I went then the next day we had a private DM between a few of us, and we're just basically discussing the whole thing over and over again all day. So yeah, if you haven't seen Avengers, go see it. It is one of those special movies. Like, I rate The Dark Knight as one of my all-time favorite movies, just because of how well the Joker for me is played in that, and just how well the whole thing flows and everything, and the real consequences that are in that. And then obviously this is just as high up there as that one. So, and I'm just keen to watch
it. It is a very special movie.
Yeah. The only thing, I guess, is that it's not, you cannot watch it without knowing the universe, I guess.
You can.
Sort of.
I think the impact of what happens is much larger if you have grown, like, if you've grown up with those characters and you sort of know, you know. But at the same time, I'd still think that any man and his dog would, or any woman and her dog would be like, holy fuck, you know, like, anyway,
definitely.
We're probably saying too much.
That's it. We'll talk about that another time when it's a little bit less spoiler heavy, when people are really up to it. I jumped back into The Division though, Thursday, Friday night, because obviously I'd finished
considering it. Hey, yeah, I've actually been considering it, because we've been looking for a game for me and a few mates to play on PS4, because I currently go to bed at night and just lay in bed and play PS4, because I don't really have motivation to stream at the moment, long story. But I've been looking for a game to play multiplayer on PS4, and The Division's quite cheap, and I've been thinking about it just because, I think. Yep. I don't know.
No, they're running a global event at the moment, and they promised it was only 7 days, and they actually made a joke about it, because I think Global Event 3 came out, and they said 7 days, and then the date went up as 8 days, and then they just went, oh, fuck it, just have 9 days. And then me and Timbo and a few others, Last Wave, Cal as well, jumped in on Thursday afternoon, Thursday night, and it's like, oh, 11 days to go. I'm like, ah, that's weird. But they'd had a few errors, so they just went, oh, fuck it, have 2 weeks, we don't care, just enjoy it. So it's been good getting the high-end gear, which is something I'd been lacking. So it's still got the same grind to it, where it's the same stuff over and over again, but we were playing it with a group of guys, and that was probably the main enjoyment I got out of it. So I wouldn't recommend playing it by yourself. Perko, but if you've got some guys to play with and to chat with while you're doing it, then yeah, go for it. It's in a good place.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've actually heard that. So apparently people are actually excited about Division 2, which is cool, because after the release of the Division, I was like, fuck that, because the release obviously was not... I know that Division has been a game that has gotten better with time. It's like a fine wine or a whiskey. It was not... When I played it at release, I was not very keen.
It got actually worse with time and then got better with time. So that was the key difference. It launched... It let out its problems at launch. I enjoyed the game till about 1.2, and then it had significantly got worse with the patches up until 1.3, and that's when most people just went, yeah, nah, we're good. And then 1.6 was the big turnaround. It's got a long sordid history, but it is in a place where people are excited about Division 2. And yeah, we're part of this growing community over at Bullets and Beers Discord with Sit Rep Radio.
And
Bombshell Jackets. And we can always find some people to play with now through our Locked On podcast as well. So good group of guys that are slowly merging their way into Ultra Super Mega as well. So yeah, it's good to see.
Yeah, right. But we always welcome new people in USM. Always.
Always. Except for some. Always. But mostly all. No. Well,
no, we're pretty... well, don't be a dickhead. You'll be accepted. Okay. Is that the rule? Rule number one, don't be a dickhead.
And it's rule number two as well. But yes. I'd realised I've been playing Damsel weekly challenges every week, and I'm like, fuck, I haven't sat down and just played the storyline. So Sunday night, I went, I'm going to play episode one. And I did, and I sat there for about probably an hour and a half, 2 hours, and finished episode one, had a good feeling from it, and I'm ready to go on to episode two and three now down the track. And yeah, streamed it for Kados, which is the marketing manager, and Anthony sat there and watched me play through it, and now I've got to go through that in arcade mode to get some stuff for that. And they're doing a live Twitch stream at the moment. They decided to go up head-to-head against us, and I haven't heard what they're talking about, but they're talking about some stuff at the moment, giving a bit of a dev feedback session on Twitch right now. But what I heard last night is that they're actually getting a storefront opened up soon where they'll be selling merch to do with Damsel, and I'm fucking pretty excited about that.
So. Yeah, that'd be cool. I love Damsel as a character. I'd probably buy a Damsel shirt 100%, I'd say.
I hit him up. I want a canvas print to put on my wall somewhere, and he said, I haven't thought about that, but maybe we'll see. So hopefully
I'll get
that.
Yeah, that's fucking cool.
Very cool. That's probably been a pretty busy week for me, and that's where I'm at the moment, but I've got a lot of games. I'm at that weird point where I finished God of War. I'm waiting for... I'll talk about this in a sec, but I'm waiting for State of Decay 2 and Detroit to come out, and I'm sort of...
Did you play the demo?
Yeah, I've almost 100% of the demo, which I'm pretty happy about. So I think I've played it... There's 6 endings. I've got 5 of them. So I've just got to go through and get a couple more unlocks and get the final ending, and I'm 100% completed the demo and really enjoying it. So we did the podcast last night. We actually streamed the demo before the podcast. Me and Josh sort of did a commentary of playing the demo before Super Hype Train, and then we did Super Hype Train on it. And it was got to that point where I'm like, I finished it the first time, and I'm like, I just want to go through and be a dick in this. I just want to play it again. Give me a sec, guys. And I literally went in. I knew where the gun was, so I unlocked the gun, picked up the gun, walked out on the balcony, and basically said, "Dude, give up. You're not going to survive this." And as soon as the option for the gun came up, I said, "Use gun," shot the dude, grabbed the girl, walked. And there's got this cool thing of he unclips the mag, unshocks, basically it makes the gun ready, not use, and then throws it at the captain pretty much as he walks past with this smug look on his face and walks out. And that was this 5-minute playthrough. And I'm just like, yeah, that's it right there. So... there's some changes. Like, it's hard to see some of the consequences. Like, a lot of the stuff repeats back on itself. But
yeah,
there's enough there to want me to replay it over and over again so far. So yeah, I'm enjoying
it. Good, very good. That game comes out in a month.
25th. Sorry, so we're 24 days away.
Yeah, so end of this month. Yeah, so it's about a month away. About four weeks it'll be out.
Three
so.
And a bit weeks. So excited.
Yeah,
You'll see our thoughts about that on the Outlook when that's released later this week as well.
Yes, you're a dreamer. You're a dreamer. I mean, yeah, cool. That'll happen.
Now we'll. Hey, Josh.
Sir.
You have been playing also. God of War, from what I understand.
Yep, so I actually finished it Wednesday night after playing it pretty much all day on the Wednesday because I wasn't at work because it was a public holiday. Yay! Yeah, that was a game. That was an experience. It is definitely a game. That is
it's a good way to describe it as a game. Well done.
Well, I'm good with English today. That was an experience, and you know, I think that Wilco covered it off pretty well, and we all covered it off pretty earlier. Yet, if you haven't played it, like it is almost something that you'd be stupid not to go and pick up and try and play. But to be honest with you, that's kind of it for me. You and I went and saw Infinity War Friday night.
Yes, we did.
Which was, again, just... Yep. That was another experience that we had.
Yep.
I'm still processing that, by the way. But that's it. Like, I haven't done a lot this week in the way of gaming and the like because I've just been so busy. Like, we did... So Friday night was Infinity War. Obviously, I did, you know, normal stuff through the week. Saturday night, we were at basketball. We went to the local basketball game, watched that.
That was so much fun. Yeah. No, I really enjoyed that. That was great. It was good. It was really, really good.
And then, like, during the day, Saturday and Sunday, I just had some other work that I needed to get done. We were doing some stuff for Emma's work throughout the day. So I ended up just watching... I started watching all the Marvel movies again from the dot, you know, so in chronological order. So started with Captain America First Avenger. I'm now up to Winter Soldier.
Are you going to watch The Incredible Hulk in that?
Watched it.
Yeah? Yep. I never realised that was actually technically part of the Marvel Universe.
Yeah?
I thought it, because that's a Universal movie, and I'm like, then, yeah, everyone's referencing it, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, the one with Edward Norton.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I'm kind of glad that they got Mark Ruffalo instead.
I think Edward Norton's a brilliant actor, but I don't think he's a good Hulk.
No,
he's not a good Banner. Like, I think Ruffalo is a really good Banner. A Hulk is a Hulk, but he plays the Banner really well, and he had some good lines in this movie. And they tried to make him more comedy though, which I guess he is, but. Yeah, I don't know.
No, it was good. And just going back after having seen, you know, Infinity War and going back to the start and seeing those first starting points, like even in Iron Man 1 where all these ideas are starting to come together, you know, to get to where we are now. 10 years later? 19
yeah,
10 years? Yeah, 10 years.
No, yeah, because they do the 10 in the studios and it's 19
movies. This is
the 19th movie, yeah.
Yeah. And just, like, that's a commitment. And it's so good that they've done it.
It's not even just a commitment. It's a fucking feat. Oh, man, you know? It's just...
To keep those storylines consistent through that. Like, there's obviously issues along the lines. But for all the majority of it runs pretty well. And I think, like, the fact that... Like, DC's always, you know, they're dark, they're gritty. They have good villains and all this kind of stuff. But... And Marvel's always all happy-go-lucky. They don't really have they don't handle things very well, but they're just good popcorn movies. Like, this one just went, nah, we can have a good villain. We can handle multiple characters at once. We can pace comedy and serious tones and actually have a serious movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And pretty much everything that anyone said, they just went, nah, fuck this. We can do it. I don't care.
DC, seriously... DC just need to scrap everything and start again and start from a point...
Just stop doing it.
I think they can do it well, but it's just got to kind of follow
the
same thing.
They tried to rush it.
They can't jump straight into a big Justice League movie. There's got to be that build-up. We've got to care about the characters.
You have to earn it. 100% earn it. And what Marvel Avengers Infinity War did, they earned that over...
19 movies in 10 years.
Yeah, 19 movies, exactly.
The problem that they have is that, I mean, 15 years ago... they could have done exactly what they did and people probably would have loved it. But now that Marvel is out doing this, they can't because they're going to be compared to Marvel. And that's, I think that's where they're having their big issues because that's pretty rough for DC at the
and,
moment.
And the worst part of all, they vetoed some of the best movies in their franchise. As soon as like the Dark Knight trilogy was finished, they're like, that's not part of our universe. We're going to make a whole new Batman and do it all again. And we're like,
well, yeah,
just, oh, I don't know.
And he was shit.
Yeah.
But Batfleck is... I've got no problem with Batfleck, but... Yeah, he hasn't lived up to the hype.
No.
Like anyway. Just the fact that Nolan made those movies, like, I'm a Nolan fan, and no one's going to top that for a while in the DC universe. Yeah. So,
but that's kind of been me. Like, I haven't really played. I think.
Are you going to 100% God of War, or are you being dragged back in to do anything? No, you've finished the story and you're done.
I've got to about 67% through God of War. Like, I've done a couple of the optional stuff to a point where I'm happy. You know, I'm not going to run around and pick up all the little artifacts and all the, like, I'm happy with where I've got to in that game now. I'm happy to step away from it.
I've pulled it back to easy combat and I'm trying to go around, but like I said, I've got all these other things dragging me in different directions. Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I'm in that weird phase now where, like, on since Wednesday, basically, I hadn't turned my PlayStation on.
Yeah.
I played a bit Friday and got to a point where I was happy to walk away from God of War. Then we had power out on Friday and it was yesterday. I think I've gone, oh.
That's what they call Fridays in Mackay, people. It's power out Fridays. It happens.
And I turned my PlayStation on Monday for about 5 minutes and turned it back off. Like, there's just... I'm in that area now. Where I'm like, okay, well, like, what do I play now? Because...
Download the Detroit demo, man. It's only a demo. It's 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and once you finish it, you can repeat it from about the halfway mark over and over again.
Mm. I'll give that a look. But yeah, so I'm just kind of waiting for more stuff to hit me anyways.
Cool.
That's me.
My story is incredibly similar to that one, actually. I played God of War and saw Avengers on Friday night, went to the basketball on Saturday night, and have been kind of like... Except I only finished God of War last night. I decided to do the final push last night because I haven't had much time lately just because of work and other commitments and stuff like that. So I decided to do the final push last night and just played it until about... I think I messaged you at about 11:30. I said, credits are rolling.
Yep.
And you said, actual credits? And I said, nah, first lot of credits. I know that there's another one.
Yeah, like, I haven't gone to get the second lot either.
Yeah, Josh is like, the second lot takes like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I said, oh, okay, well, I'll go do that then. Went and did that. And I went, huh, that was sort of worth it, I guess.
I'll go do it soon.
We'll talk more about our actual thoughts and feelings on the entire game in the spoiler cast.
Can I ask one little thing, though, quickly?
Yeah.
What was your thoughts on the actual camera usage in that game, just quickly?
Oh, it's not one continuous shot at all. It was good. I liked the camera, but the fact that they were going, it's one continuous shot. There's so many points in that game that make you feel like, no, yeah.
Well, I mean,
It was good, but it was nothing special, I don't think.
And I don't think this is spoiler, but maybe mention it, like the fast travel doorways are obviously loading screens. That's what that is.
Exactly.
That's what you walk
through them, the whole screen goes white.
Yeah.
And it may as well go black.
Yeah. There's a lot of points where they use the environment as a loading screen.
But that's... I wish I'd taken a screenshot of it when it happened. I don't know if it happened to you guys at all, but there was a couple of times when I was actually playing, running through, because, you know, the storyline is fairly linear and you kind of got one way. When you're into heavy story stuff, it's just forward and back kind of thing. Running forward, and then everything froze and the loading screen came up, the loading logo came up down the bottom because it hadn't finished loading the next section. It happened to me about twice.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so, I had some weird stuff happen in terms of not really glitches or anything, but just some weird things happened, like people falling into the sky and stuff. I think.
You're good at breaking games.
Yeah, I'm great at breaking games. But in saying that as well, I haven't got it as a news article because I thought we'd speak about it in this portion of the podcast. How many fucking updates did God of War get in the first week and a half? It's like every day there was an update. Like, I'd get home and be like, there's a new update to install. It was ridiculous. There was so many. And I don't even know what they were fixing. I didn't even read the patch notes. I was like, what the fuck? Fair enough. But yeah, like every day for the first week, I'm pretty sure there was an update almost every day. It was crazy. But I'm pretty much where you are now, Josh. I am in this weird sort of state where I'm like, oh, what the fuck do I play now?
Well,
yeah, I decided to start downloading Yakuza Kiwami. So I have been a long time Yakuza fan's the wrong word, a long time Yakuza a prospect, I guess is a better word. Like, I've been interested. I actually own Yakuza 3 on PS3 and I played through that and I enjoyed that, but I'm not into the story or anything like that.
Now, however, this is the remake of 1, is Kiwami?
So from what I understand of the Japanese language, which is not very much, Kiwami pretty much means HD remaster.
Okay.
Or re-release. So that's why there's a game called Taukiden Kiwami, which was the... Taukiden was a PS Vita or PSP game,
yeah.
And then it was released as Taukiden Kiwami on PS4, because it's like Taukiden re-release or Taukiden remaster. So Yakuza Kiwami is just...
Yeah, they're working on Kiwami 2 at the moment for Yakuza as well.
Yakuza 2, yeah, whatever it is.
Yakuza Kiwami, I don't know, but yeah, the second one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I would like to play through the Yakuza games if I have the chance, because... It's like a Japanese GTA sort of, if you have never played them before, like complete with crazy Yakuza quests and weird mini games. Like, GTA is pretty well known for its mini games, but Yakuza has some real fucking weird mini games that I remember playing from Yakuza 3 and stuff. And Yakuza 6 is now out as well, and I missed the damn collector's edition with the whiskey glasses. I'm pissed about that. But yeah, so I do want to play through that, so I'll start playing through that very soon and have a bit of fun with that. Other than that, that's pretty much it, I think.
It's been one of those weeks, I think.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a week. Oh, should I regale? I went out after... I may as well tell the story. So, into more personal life, I went out on Saturday night after the basketball. And Wilco, you'll laugh at this, got fucking dropped at this pub that I went to. God, this guy drilled me. So I'm pretty sore. Actually, I've had a headache for like 3 solid days.
Did you ask
I
think him to punch you in the face? Is that what happened?
No, I didn't. Surprisingly.
I get this. We play squash.
Did
Monday
you bought
nights.
Your phone?
No, I didn't bought my phone. No.
We play squash Monday nights, and actually, me and Matt are playing each other next Monday. That's happening, in the comp. But so I saw in the Discord that Matt had put up that he wasn't gonna come to squash. Actually, I think it was Sunday. I was out food shopping Sunday, and Matt rang me. I was talking to him. He's gone, yeah, I think I've got a concussion because this happened. He goes, I think I should probably go and get it checked. You know, just go to a docs and check it out. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Probably a good idea. Like, if you've got a concussion, like, that's probably not a silly thing to say.
It's a mild concussion.
So then I'm talking to him Monday. I said, so did you go, nah, I've had concussions before. I'm all good. Like, I'm fucking right, eh?
Yeah, I know how to deal with these things. Just don't hit my head again,
more or less. You drink alcohol and hit your head a few times more.
No, you don't. No, you definitely don't. So, yeah, anyway. So, that my Saturday night kind of sucked. But, yeah, these things happen. Don't go out much. I don't, that's why I don't like going out much.
The other question, because you haven't brought it up yet, is you're on another podcast recently too, I believe.
I was, yes. I was on the It Is What It Is podcast from the 8-Bit Collective.
Split
a lot of fun, actually, with Jack. And it was a fun little podcast. If you haven't heard It Is What It Is, it's a news and sort of current affairs podcast. And I was very well behaved, Wilco. I barely swore. Bill Cosby. So I was saying well behaved, but it was pretty fucking weird.
think of that thing you sent me. I'm Bill Cosby. Oh, I love Putin.
Putin my dick where it doesn't belong. Yeah. It was so fucked. So, Bill Cosby was one of them. What's his face talking about Avengers fatigue? What's his name? Old mate, did the Titanic movie.
James Cameron.
James Cameron, saying that he thinks that they're overrated and just muscle bound, destroy city movies,
so
and he hopes everyone gets fatigued soon.
Avengers Marvel fatigue.
Superhero fatigue.
Yet he's got, 15 avatars coming out?
Oh, it's ridiculous. We said it is what it is. He's just jealous. That's all it is. He's irrelevant now, and there's other bigger movies that are coming out and breaking records, and he hasn't done a damn thing since Avatar, so he's just jealous. Then we spoke about some very unfortunate news in terms of some shootings and like van attacks and stuff like that, and then we discussed Kanye West for a little while, and his weird friendship with Donald Trump. It was actually a really fun thing to do, and I hope that they will let me back on, because sometimes I say dumb things. But speaking of the news, let's do this.
This is the fucking news.
Can you? Oh, this is frustrating to me because I mean this would be great if it was on a console that people actually played. Microsoft and Discord have teamed up.
It's not even news.
Yeah, I know. But apparently Discord, and sorry Microsoft, I'm having a dig there, but you know, I haven't turned my Xbox One on in a long time. Microsoft and Discord have teamed up, and apparently there is a portion of the Discord now available on Xbox Live or something.
No,
I don't understand.
I got the press release from Microsoft Australia, and I'm just Xbox Australia, and I'm like, fuck, that's not even worth typing up. What you can do now is you can link your Discord to your Xbox account like you do with Steam or Blizzard. And then if you're playing a game on Xbox, people on Discord can say, oh, look, that dude's playing a game on Xbox.
So it's not even anything to do with Discord being on Xbox.
You know how it comes up in the right-hand corner, like Matt Perkins is playing fucking with himself. I mean, playing Street Fighter V. Yeah, so if you decide
that
to play
that
on Xbox,
I forgot to turn my webcam off. Yeah, that's, yeah.
So if you actually owned an Xbox and you decided to play, I don't know, one of those exclusive Xbox games,
Sea of Thieves that you guys spoke about for like 3 weeks.
Okay, so Sea of Thieves, and it would then come up with Matt Jerkins is playing Sea of Thieves on his Xbox, and then you can go, oh, cool.
All right, we'll cut all that. We'll cut that part out of the news. It's not even news then. Cool. This is an interesting piece, though. Nintendo has got a new president.
I want
you
to pronounce every single name in this, please. Thank you.
Shuntaro Furukawa.
Yes. Yeah, Shuntaro Furukawa.
And the current president, Tatsumi Kimishima, has stepped down.
Yes. Well, it is stepping down. Now, this is an interesting article. I've actually put it in the news twice. I didn't see it was already in there, so... I'm a big dumb, but that's okay. Have you guys read this article? Because it's a little bit... It's a little bit worrying to me, actually.
Okay.
Apparently, coming from the Kotaku article, and I'll quote this, Furukawa is a very nice guy who gets how the industry is changing. One game industry source who has met with him many times over the years told Kotaku, the incoming president realizes, he said, that games as a service models and mobile games are becoming increasingly important and that Nintendo isn't making as much money as it could be in those areas. It's clear he wants to fix mobile, said the source, and hence the Cygames deal in which Nintendo will partner with the massive Japanese mobile game maker to release a free-to-play RPG called Dragalia Lost this summer. Mm. No. No.
Okay. I hadn't seen that. I did read that Shuntaro was a Pokemon Company board member.
Yes.
Yes, he did come up through Pokemon Company.
Yeah, so I kind of like the mobile side of thing with the crazy success that Pokemon Go was and apparently still kind of is. I don't know.
No idea. It's back now. It's big. Yeah. That's actually back.
Like I can understand them looking at mobile as a, you know, we could probably get some more out of this, I guess. Don't know.
It's a little bit worrying to me personally. But.
Yeah, I think his board of directors is gonna keep him in line. I think he's a gamer at heart, and I'm not as worried as you about it. But in 128 years, this is only their sixth president.
That's ridiculous.
And like that's awesome. That is like how companies should be, basically, sorting themselves out and doing it. But
Kimishima's only been in the role since 2015, I think. Anyways,
yeah, he was.
Well, he took over from
basically a caretaker.
Yeah.
No one said it, but that's pretty much the role he was playing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find. There was a guy who was actually promoted to the board of directors. Who's if you look at his I can't find his name in this article, but if he's pretty much worked on every massive Nintendo game from the start of time, and he's actually just been promoted to the board, so that's
might be in the one I'm looking at, which was on Eurogamer. There's a gentleman named Tsutaro Shibata who was the Nintendo of Europe boss, who was going back to the headquarters for quite a more senior role. I'm wondering if
this is pretty cool as well. So this is apparently this new president is going to be the first president to take the reins while Nintendo is in a period of success.
Yes.
And this is again taken from the Kotaku article. I'll read this part. When Hiroshi Yamauchi took over from his grandfather in 1949, the company was still small and focused on playing cards, and workers were on strike. When Satoru Iwata came on board in 2002, the company was in the midst of the GameCube doldrums, and public perception was that it had permanently lost its position in the market, And Kimishima accepted the job while Wii U was doing worse than any Nintendo home platform ever had. So this guy is going to be the first new president to take the reins while they're in a period of
success,
quite large success from the Switch. So it's going to be interesting to see what he does.
Some numbers come out just recently of that they're up to like the 18 million mark for Switches, and the attach rates were phenomenal. I think it was Odyssey's the number one attached game, and it's like 10 million, and Mario Kart was then next at just under 10 million, and Zelda was surprisingly low considering its start, but I understand that after playing it. So
and they reckon they're projecting to sell another 20 million Switches in the next year.
Well, pretty much the other thing is it's closing in on GameCube lifetime sales. It's beaten Wii U lifetime sales.
Oh, it wasn't and fucking hard. Three beat Wii U lifetime sales.
It's ahead of the Wii itself's lifetime sales at the same point of production.
Could they beat the PS2? Because I think the PS2 is by far the biggest.
It's Takashi Tezuka joins the board of directors. Now, he worked on massive titles like Super Mario World, Mario Maker, Zelda Link to the Past. Pretty much.
Oh man, they need another Mario Maker. Mario Maker is one of the most underrated games of the past 10 years. I think that's such a good game.
They don't announce something like that for the Switch at this E3, but we'll see what happens.
They've got the touchscreen, but it's not as good on the Switch, isn't that right?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never really used it much
as a touchscreen. Yeah.
But basically, if there's a big title for the last 15, 16 years, well, he joined Nintendo in 1984, and it's not just working on it, but he's also been, like, he's mainly been a director or, like, a designer, like a head designer or something like that. Like, he's pretty much shaping the games and pretty much worked on every game for all that period. So he's a big influence for this board of directors going forward. So
despite the things that I said before about the new president stating that he, you know, wanted to fix the mobile market and stuff, apparently the Journal has quoted him as stating Nintendo should focus on things that only we can provide.
Yep.
He said, otherwise Nintendo would lose a reason to exist. So it sounds like that while he's focused on meeting demand in the mobile market or the budding mobile market or the budding gaming mobile market in Japan, I don't think he is kidding himself on what Nintendo is good at, and that is Nintendo's own IP.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. Anytime a new president takes a hold of a new company, or an existing company, I should say, things can drastically change. It's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens with Nintendo over the next 5 years with their new president at the helm.
Yeah, I think it'll take about 5 years for this influence to really come out anyway. So
yeah,
and the situation he has, like you said, it's the first one to take over in a period of success. Like, he doesn't have to do much. He just has to keep the ship sailing in this direction. And then his next decision.
I don't know, like, you're stepping into that, keep it sailing in that direction, but we all know now, and the way that the gaming industry is now, unless we keep getting new and exciting things, that ship's going to go, of course, pretty damn quick.
So as I said, he's just got to work on what the next thing's going to be.
I still think Nintendo's just about the only... This is one of my main criticisms about them, is because they're the only company that can do this. I'm pretty sure that Nintendo could release just Zelda and Mario and Metroid and Mario Kart games and games that we know and love for the next 20 years and still be okay, and the ship's still going to sail, because that's what people love about Nintendo. Like, as long as they sometimes put... Like, I mean, when was the last time we got a fresh coat of paint on a Zelda... Well, apart from this one, on a Zelda game? Never.
Good point.
And people still buy them by the million and lap them up.
There was the one on the Wii. Was it on the Wii?
Twilight Princess,
yeah.
That wasn't really... because it kept the same formula. They've had the same formula for Zelda games for a very long time. This is the first one that sort of changed it up and went open worldish. You know what I mean? Like, they've always had the dungeons, they've always had the weapons and get the grappling hook and shit like that. It's always been there.
Well, speaking of the same formula, just imagine they're at 18 million units at the moment. They've got a game called Pokemon coming out in the near future sometime. Imagine how many units they're going to sell after that thing drops. Like, and it's the first home console Pokemon in history. Oh my god, the controllers. Oh, we need controllers.
Now, well,
I can't believe it's taken this long to bring a fucking Pokemon game out.
That's a good segue, talking controllers. So, and while we're talking Nintendo, they've also filed documents with the FCC for a new left Joy-Con design in an effort to finally fix their connection issues. They've tried with firmware updates and things like that, but according to what the article I was reading, that it's totally designed differently from the right side, like with the way it connects to the system.
Does that mean that you're going to have to rebuy things?
Yeah.
Is it going to connect to the current switches, or are you going to have to?
It'll be a version 1.001 of the switch will come out, and if you decide to buy a new Joy-Con left controller, then it will be included in the new models going forward. Fair. They won't swap them out, but from going forward, from whatever point they start manufacturing, that's just the way they'll come out from then on.
Much like Xbox
Ring of Death issues, that they didn't just go, hey, we got a new Xbox. All those kind of things, it's just remanufactured, don't tell anyone, and you get the new stuff.
Yep. On to some sad news from Australia. Screenplay has finished up. Now, this doesn't really hit home for me. I'm probably one of the only few people in Australia that never really liked a good game. Thought it was very forced, and screenplay wasn't something that I really watched very much at all. So it sucks every time that something like this is cancelled, because it is one less gaming show, especially a local gaming show. But I mean, other people are quite upset about this.
Yeah, I didn't even know screenplay was a thing, to be honest. And good game, I've watched a couple times, like you said. I'm sorry, but.
Guys, we can't really report on that too much.
Well, it ended up becoming a Channel 7 show. I don't watch free-to-air TV.
I watch TV, yeah.
If you're going to do this, like a gaming show, you don't want to really be on free-to-air, to be honest. So I can understand why it's gone. But yeah, cool. Like you said, content disappearing is bad, but these guys will find a better way to bring their content to the world in the future. And
at least I hope they do.
Well, they will.
They will, but...
Maybe not as full-time paid as what they would have been at Channel 7, but they will find a way.
Yeah, agreed. EA has responded to jail threats over loot boxes. Luke boxes? Luke boxes. That's the new name. They're boxes Luke from boxes. Luke.
Damn that's you,
well
done.
That's how they fit into Star. That's how they fit into Star Wars so well. Okay, cool.
Anyway.
So... Yeah, so this comes out of the Belgians deciding to make a statement to say that loot boxes are actually illegal form of gambling, and being sold to minors is not welcome in their country. But also saying if people don't pull them out of their games, they'll be forced to pay an €800,000 fine, possible 5-year jail term for people who... deciding the weird part of this is, okay, they focused on Overwatch, CSGO and FIFA as definitely breaking the law.
FIFA I can understand. The other two are the kind of ones that I actually don't have a problem with.
Like Overwatch I don't, but I still do, because it is, you're paying money for something you don't know what you're getting, which is in essence gambling. They said Star Wars Battlefront wasn't an issue, but I assume that's because they took out the monetary, like the.
I thought they put it back in.
They've just put it back in now, but I think that's around the time that the ruling came out anyway. So I don't think it would have been classed in it. But and the other highly entertaining part is if it's found that any of their laws are broken regarding minors, then it's a doubling of the term. It'll be a 10-year jail term for those EA execs that put the thing in. But it's an open-ended thing. Like, there's no, you need to do this by this sort of date. It's just completely
interestingly enough, 10-year jail term is the same jail term that Bill Cosby's going to get per guilty, or he can get per guilty verdict. So there you go. Drugging and raping women is as bad as loot boxes, apparently.
Yeah.
In the eyes of the law. Weird.
What this really does is sends a shockwave through the industry and says it's the final straw, I feel, in the fact of I'm going to put a loot box in my game. If you're thinking about it, this is the last nail in the coffin of you should be doing it. I don't think
I was obviously joking then, by the way, guys. It's not as bad. Yeah. They're very different things. Yeah. Please don't write me nasty emails. That was a joke. It was a bad joke. I would be
shocked if the word loot box or microtransaction is mentioned at E3 at all.
I wouldn't be.
Yeah, but you're an idiot.
No. Because the only way I can see them getting around it is
making good games that people want to buy.
They won't mention it. They'll just be in the game.
They'll just be there, yeah. And they'll just start publishing what the chances are to get the stuff, which is the one thing. But you're
still
gambling.
You know the chance. You're still paying money for something that you don't know that what you're going
to
get.
Yeah. And they'll put in something like, okay, you know, you can only
put in something like Fortnite, where hey, do you want this thing? We'll charge you an exorbitant amount of money to get it.
Yeah.
No problems at all. Yeah. And look, Fortnite's the highest grossing game at the moment.
They'll come up with some way to put the onus of if it's a minor doing it or not back on the user. You know, like, oh, you've got to put in your credit card details and only people over a certain age might have a credit card. You know, it'll be something stupid like that, and then it'll just be brushed under the carpet.
Still can't get around it because you can go down to anything and buy a gift voucher, which is basically a credit card. So until you have to put in a driver's license, ID, and prove your identity like all gambling, like TAB and all that kind of stuff does, then like you have to pass a 100-point ID check, then
right now with all the advertising for Ladbrokes and all that kind of shit and sports bet, I don't think the world actually gives a shit about gambling at the moment. No. So I think we've got bigger problems. Let's move on, because we talk about loot boxes way too much still.
We haven't talked about it for a while. This is our first little break, and it's a legitimate news on the topic. So.
Yes, it is.
That's pretty fair.
But still, fuck loot boxes. Happy news. Red Dead 2, new trailer coming this week. Cool.
Yeah, tomorrow, in fact. So by the time this podcast is up, it'll be about 5 days. It'll have been out for 5 days. So
Probably.
Love you, Stevie Jard. That was for you, mate.
My track record of releasing podcasts right now is not very quick. It usually takes me about 5 to 6 days to release a fucking podcast at this point.
So I think by the way time and magic works, I need to get the time stone off the gauntlet to work it out. But I think it's like tomorrow night our time. We'll finally get to see what the third trailer in the series is about.
Oh, just stop giving me trailers and give me the damn game.
They will. 20th PAX Day.
I know.
First day of PAX, you can get the game.
You know what? I need the time stone myself just to go forward and get it.
Yep. There was a little game that came out a couple of years ago called Stardew Valley that I dropped like 200 hours into. Remember that one?
Is that all? You were such a noob.
Yeah, I was. You can play co-op now.
In the beta, I haven't read it. Is this PC beta and Nintendo beta? Or
it's a PC. So you've got to go onto Steam, right-click the game, go and put a code in or something, and then it'll pick your beta version. You can come down. Then you've got to start a new farm with a friend. But apparently it's very much doable, and apparently it's really fun from everything I've read.
Sounds good. Excited. It's on the way.
If you like Stardew Valley and you wanted to play it with a friend, now you can join the beta and do it, which would be rad. This is absolutely fucked. So
talking about this. This is all yours. This is all Matthew Perkins brought this up. He's doing it. I'm walking away. Have fun.
I love this. So speedrunners are pretty cool people. Sometimes they tackle games in weird ways. There was a speedrunner on Twitch recently that wanted to tackle Super Metroid with a bit of a twist. And one of his viewers apparently said, hey, maybe you should cover your hands and your controller in Vaseline. So he did.
That's just fucking weird, hey?
And then he did a speed run of Super Metroid with his controller and hands completely covered in Vaseline. And he's put pictures up of his controller and hands. And I much apologize for the banner of the podcast this week, but you can all be as grossed out as we will be. It's fucked looking.
It looks fucked. It looks, I don't know, like it's been eaten by something and then thrown back up, and then he's picked it up and playing it.
Yeah, it looks gross. It looks gross. I don't like the feeling of any kind of lotion on my hands. I don't like it. Like even sunscreen, I'm not a big fan of it for some weird reason, like sliminess.
I can't wait till you pass out, eh? Again.
Yeah, I know. That is fucked. To play a gross.
Can someone That's please yuck. make Perko for his 200 follower goal on Twitch to play Street Fighter V with a controller covered in Vaseline. That'd be great. Thank you.
No. No, I will never put my fight stick through a Vaseline.
We're taking donations machine. Now. If we get over a certain amount, people do it.
If you buy, if I get a brand new fight stick, I'll cover my old one in Vaseline and do it. Yeah,
that's and then we'll also take photos, and that will become the next USM shirt available at the store right now.
Oh, you know that would look fucked, hey? Because it'd just be this. It'd be a fight stick with just Vaseline all over it, and you'd be like, man, what are you putting that thing in your bum? What are you doing? That's gross. That's fucking yuck.
Oh man.
On to less gross things. CD Projekt Red will have an RPG at E3. Now, they haven't said that this... They haven't said what the name of the game is. And everyone obviously was like, is it?
Basically, on the show program, there is an area... it's a booth labeled CD Projekt Red RPG. So unless they're working on some other magical RPG or they're rehashing content for The Witcher 3, it probably will be Cyberpunk 2077 will be at E3. I think they've said in the past that it will be at E3, but this is just further confirmation.
Man, that booth's going to get fucking smashed.
It's well, that Vaseline will get probably a fair bit of use on that controller. At that.
I'd say so. Then they become CD Projekt Red, like S-E-E-D-Y.
You CD started Project this Red. Because you uh-huh. brought that news topic into our fucking run sheet.
Okay. I did.
Just understand that.
Yeah. Yes, God. I do not apologise. Fuck everyone.
You should,
but... The PlayStation Plus games for May have been released, or announced, I should say, Beyond Two Souls, King Oddball, and Rayman Legends for PS4. Eat them, King Oddball and Risen 3 Titan Lords for PS3.
Okay, cool. So before Ubisoft announced their Ubiverse Battle Royale and you play any Ubisoft character in Battle Royale mode, get Rayman Legends so you can understand his method of madness, and then you'll be one step ahead for the Ubiverse Battle Royale. Do it.
Yes. Do that.
You've also got Beyond Two Souls, which is the same guys who made Detroit, so it might be a bit of a between games for you.
Yeah, I'd say so. Rayman Legends is a cool game, actually. And PlayStation Plus games have been quite good for quite some time.
I thought Rayman Legends had been given out for free like 45 times already.
It has been. It honestly has been. But okay. it's a good platformer. Still.
Yeah, okay.
The Xbox games with gold for May have also been announced. Super Mega Baseball 2. Okay. Metal Gear Solid 5. That's a good one.
I just reckon that... Like, we should at least play Super Mega Baseball 2. Like, it kind of fits us.
Can we play the Ultra Edition?
Yeah.
Ultra Super Mega Baseball. Fuck, obviously it's a game. And Streets of Rage in the first half of May, and Vanquish. Vanquish is a fucking good game, actually.
It is. Vanquish is really
Vanquish
good.
Vanquish is very good. Very, very good. So that's that. I think they've beat out Sony this month. That Metal Gear Solid 5 and Vanquish are both... stellar fucking games, actually. But I'm pretty sure Metal Gear Solid 5 was a PS Plus game a couple of months ago anyway.
It's been there, done that.
Much like you guys, I haven't turned on the Xbox for quite some time, but my understanding of it is that they're only free for a certain amount of time. Is that correct? Can you only
they're
play
free
them
as long as you have Xbox Live? As long as you have Xbox Gold Live, they are free, and you own an Xbox, you can't play them on PC or can't access them on PC.
Well, because the only reason I'm asking is like, so Streets of Rage is meant to be available for the first half of May and then not available, and then Vanquish.
Yeah,
for the
it's
second
only free.
Half.
You can only add it to your library in the first half of May.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So only available to add for that time period.
Yep. But then it's in your library, just like PlayStation, which is great. This is also pretty cool. The High Court has dismissed Valve's special leave to appeal application.
So I'm hoping somebody might be able to explain this a little bit more to me. Basically, the High Court of Australia has...
the ACCC,
In some layman terms to Valve, fuck off, pay us $3 million. For a legal action that started against Valve in June of 2014... all about them effectively not abiding by Australian consumer law, and that even if we as consumers buy their product online, if it's faulty, they're entitled to the same right of repair, replacement, or refund.
So, because this is before Steam and Valve allowed you to refund games.
Yeah.
So now that they do, I think this is from back then.
Because it was the ACCC that basically brought that into Valve's thing, because before that there was no refunds, and then Australia with the ACCC basically forced them to do that, and now it's a common practice.
So this is coming from the article published on the 20th of April 2018 from ACCC.gov.au. This important precedent confirms the ACCC's view that overseas-based companies selling to Australian consumers must abide by our laws. If customers buy a product online that is faulty, they are entitled to the same right to a repair, replacement, or refund as if they'd walked into a store, ACCC Commissioner Sarah Court has said. So back, I believe it was because back then you couldn't do anything. Like, you bought a game off Steam, and even if it was someone saying, hey, this is Grand Theft Auto 5, and then sold you Cockroach Simulator, you couldn't do anything about it. You couldn't get a refund. You couldn't get a replacement. You couldn't actually do anything. And I think that's what this was all about.
Yeah, I believe. There's obviously something's happened with the leave of appeal application. I don't understand what that part's about, but...
So I think they just started going all the way up through the courts and trying to get somebody to rule in their favour. You know, I think they were saying...
So reading the background... We'll read through the background. So Valve Corporation is based in Washington State and operates the Steam game distribution platform, obviously. Valve has 2.2 million Australian subscriber accounts on its Steam platform. That's actually interesting. We actually know. Yeah, it does seem pretty low. The ACCC commenced legal action against Valve in August 2014. In 2016, the federal court found that Valve had engaged in misleading or deceptive conduct and made false or misleading representations.
There must Valve, be a fine. To, oh, here it is. Yeah, there's a $3
Valve appealed
penalty.
The findings, and on 22nd of December 2017, the full federal court dismissed Valve's appeal on jurisdiction and the ACCC's cross-appeal on penalty. So pretty much they were told, you can't, no, there's going to be no appeals, pay us $3 million, please.
Yeah, so that's what it comes down to. Is that $3 million penalty, they're still trying to fight that, and basically they've got nowhere else to go. They have to pay this fine,
Which $3 million for Valve is fucking
drop
nothing.
Drop in a bucket.
But it does, I guess it brings about precedent for other people to pursue Valve for similar things.
Yeah, well, I guess if you want to appeal to the ACCC and say, I was affected by that, you could probably get a share of that, I assume. It's the way it should work, because otherwise the government's just gone, sweet, we just got $3 million. Everyone's having a bigger Christmas party now. Thanks, Valve.
Yeah,
everyone gets a $100 Steam voucher for Christmas.
With 2.2 million Australian subscribers, we each get like $1.10.
Excellent.
$1.50.
Cool. That technically can buy about 5 Steam games if you're frugal about your money.
I just find it interesting the wording that they've used there. That any overseas-based company selling to Australian consumers online, we're entitled to the same rights as if we walk into a store in Australia. I think that's a pretty big thing.
That's a big precedent to set, actually. Yeah. That is a very, very big thing to set. That means like places like Amazon, everywhere like that.
Yeah.
You have to be able to get refunds. Although I wouldn't like your chances, because you're still going to have to take them through court if you want a refund and they say no.
Yeah.
Which could be expensive. Probably a lot more expensive than the fucking $24 spatula you bought that broke on the second night you cooked spaghetti or some shit like that. I don't know. But then it's a win for consumers. And, you know, a win for consumers is just a win overall in my mind these days, with how big companies are and how much companies like to fuck people over sometimes. Anyway, that's all the news we got for this week. Thank you to everyone who helped out in the new news channel in the Discord. If you want to come join our Discord, please, please do go to ultrasupermega.com.au, click on the community banner at the top of the page, and you'll be able to find a link to our Discord right there. Wilco, what are we looking forward to, man? What are you looking forward to over the next coming weeks and coming days and stuff?
Sleep, I guess. I'm trying to buy some tickets to PAX at the moment, flights. We'll see how that goes. There's not really any games I'm looking forward to till... I'm still up in the air about State of Decay 2, whether I jump into that or not, but definitely Detroit after playing the demo. I'm pretty excited about that. The main thing that is on my agenda at the moment that I'm really hyped about is Super Hype Train Episode 45, which we record on the 14th of May. Are we going to make it like a sort of a live show where we're actually going to interact with the audience a bit more? Because it's our big E3 predictions episode, we've got Mitch from over at Pixel Sift. He's volunteered to come on with us.
Shoot.
Me, Whip, Josh and Mitch will then go through what we predict for each press conference and then the general show floor. We've also got a few other special topics that we are going to basically discuss numbers on what we think are going to happen for those specific topics. One of them is how many times that Microsoft will say the word exclusive in their press conference.
And it not actually mean exclusive? Is that a separate...
Well, I haven't gone into that side of it that much detail yet, but I just want to hear how many times they say exclusive.
Well, same with Sony. They say the 47. Same thing. Console exclusive. It's on PC, mate.
But we will open it up. We've got a channel in the Discord now for your predictions. Go put them in there, please, or email them to myself at peter@ultrasupermega.com.au or hit me up on Twitch. Send them through to me. Or Twitter. Send them through to me.
It's not a prediction, but it's a wish. Can fucking Sony or someone bring out a new handheld as well? Please. That'd be really nice. Well, like
there's so many rumors flying around about the PS5, and if there's not a detachable screen option for a controller with that, I will fucking eat my hat. But I don't think that's going to be at E3. Sorry. But yeah,
you reckon? Nah. I don't see Sony doing that.
I think Sony are just going to commit themselves to being the console guy.
The console? Yeah.
They 100% should, but how many times have they copied other people, especially Nintendo's success in the past?
Once with the Move controllers, and they actually did it better. And then Nintendo had to release an updated Wii remote to be better than
PlayStation Move. But they tried to take them on with the Vita as well. They also... Remember that game... what was it? All-Star Battle Royale or something or other? The one
PlayStation All-Star Battle Royale. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That was Crash Bandicoot clone.
Racing... which was actually from a
hardware perspective.
Yeah, hardware perspective. Software's different.
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying as a general precedent, they generally try and Nintendo's done something really good. They've got the patents out there for it as well.
Oh, those patents are fucking a year and a half old, but they're very old patents. They're still there. Longer than that actually.
But they've been working on it for longer than a year and a half, so I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think Microsoft would do it, but Microsoft's always the third.
I think they'd actually find those patents were dated before Switch details were out, so then they wouldn't even be copying Nintendo anyway.
No, they're not, but technically that's how it would look.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, I don't know. I think it will happen. I think it's a market that they're seeing is going so well at the moment. Like they saw with the Wii controller, how well it was going, and then we saw what happened after that, so... But yeah, I don't think there's any PS5 news till the very earliest PSX at the end of the year, May, April, May next year before E3.
I don't think for another year. I think we'll get the news at E3 next year, and then it'll be 2 years out of that, because that will make it... It's 5 years since PS4 now, I think. Yeah, so that'll be 6 years next year, eight years. Yeah, that sounds about right.
I think seven to eight's a good period.
Yeah, and even then, it's, you know... PS5, they've got games coming out now that are still wowing people. Like God of War looks fucking beautiful.
And you saw Last of Us 2 on the way.
Yep.
The other thing is they've just had a better console, a more powerful console put on the market, and it hasn't even put a dent
Arguable. It's fucking,
arguably. Yeah, but
it's more powerful, it makes games look slightly better, but for reduced frame rate and stuff.
And like, they've just hit 79 million units sold of the PS4. It's not even slowing down. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's true. It's crazy. The only thing that I can see is if Microsoft throws a checkbook at a Hollywood developers and something major becomes actually truly exclusive to the Xbox console because it's third party, it doesn't come to PC, then maybe there's a reason for people to start getting Xbox again. But
I still think Microsoft are going to transition to be a software front and push their hardware out to other manufacturers. Mm. Say if it runs Windows 10, it's now an Xbox, and then you'll have people like HP and Dell making Xboxes that run Windows 10, and you'll just get your games on Microsoft platforms.
I think they're still a while off doing that, but yeah. I don't know. It's an interesting time because you've got Sony is absolutely dominating the market. Switch has found its own market to dominate. And Microsoft sitting in the middle going, can we play?
Yeah, it is a very weird market at the moment. It's interesting. You're right about that.
Oh, I love it. It's the best time to be living. We've got Red Dead Redemption 2 at the end of the year, which, if they're not on the Sony stage, that's one of going to be one of my predictions, that Rockstar will actually show Red Dead Redemption 2 on the Sony stage, and there will be a limited edition PS4 Pro Red Dead Redemption livery console come out, and that will be bye-bye Microsoft. 100%.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm not saying it's going to be exclusive to PS4. I'm just saying that it will have all the advertising as like Destiny and all that kind of stuff, where it's play it best on or play it here on wherever. Every trailer will end with PlayStation. And you for the average punter out there, they'll go, oh, Red Dead Redemption 2, better play that on my PS4. And that'll be the end of it. So.
Yeah, man. They are. Well, I mean, that's a lot of it is... you know,
illusion and trickery.
Kudos to PlayStation. Oh, no, it's just the games they've released. Like, man,
They've absolutely smashed this generation.
It's ridiculous. And
the fact that God of War came out, they've got Detroit coming out. They
I don't think Detroit won't be as big as God of War.
No, it won't be, but still, it's another title you have to play on PS4, and it will appeal to a market.
Yeah.
So,
anyway, Josh,
yo,
what are you looking forward to?
State of Decay 2. Pick that up.
Are you going to play that with me? Am I going to play that?
And is that an Xbox exclusive? I think it is, isn't it? Or Microsoft exclusive?
It's Xbox PC exclusive.
Yeah, so yeah, okay. I'll probably play that a little bit. I think Emma wants to get it as well.
It's 4-player co-op too, so we can do that.
Sweet.
But that's... with this whole new Xbox Discord functionality,
yeah, we can all... No, that's not... Let's not lie to people now. But that's, at the moment, that's kind of all I've got in my sights.
Yeah, cool.
Just remember, though, Sea of Thieves got new content coming out this month.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited about that, actually.
I don't know. As I said, I'm still kind of struggling to get through that weird little phase that I'm in after playing such amazing games and everything dying before something else is right there on the doorstep, you know? It's a bit like, oh, shit, fuck, where am I?
Mm-hmm.
What month is this? You know?
That's it. And our Discord's very splintered in what they're playing at the moment, which is the other problem I'm finding. Like, a couple of the boys are playing Star Citizen, The Division.
I kind of want to get into that. You know, no, I'm going to get back into ED, I reckon, for a little while.
Yeah, don't do that. But I'm waiting. I've got Star Citizen downloaded. You're off the podcast. Kicked off. I'm waiting for them. Apparently, the next patch for it will start doing multiplayer co-op missions. So that's when I'll jump back into it. So, but we'll see.
Cool.
I'm reminiscing though, because I've been Star Citizen for like what, 5-6 years now. I created a Star Citizen podcast back in the day. There's like 2 or 3 episodes out there of it. So I'm getting all nostalgic now. Our Discord's taking it on, but we'll see how it goes soon.
Fucking, how many podcasts have you created, Wilco? Like,
you've got one, 6 officially.
One a day now, don't you? Just about.
Yeah.
Not yet. Soon. I'm working on that. I've got a few solo ones lined up. Oh, I'll talk to you about later.
Where do you find the time?
He fucking doesn't. I'm looking forward to a bunch of stuff. I'm looking forward to playing some more fighting games. I haven't played fighting games in a couple of weeks now, just because I've been a bit busy. Jumping into some USM stuff as well. Looking forward to starting my Yakuza adventure. That'll be fun. And I've been playing Fortnite a little bit with the boys. I'll play a bit more of that over the coming weeks. Quite funny last night, actually. I was playing with 2 mates last night. We jumped into a squad match. They died as we hit the ground. And I won the whole fucking thing.
So I forgot to bring up, too. I randomly had a schoolmate message me yesterday saying, hey, do you play Fortnite? And he's not a gamer. He's just... yeah, just out of the blue. That's how big Fortnite's getting at the moment. I'm like, yeah, I sort of don't, but I will if you want me to, I guess. So.
Fair.
It's crazy.
So that was a pretty interesting experience. They just sat there and I survived a whole squad match and actually
took
the entire squad match.
How long did it take you to win the squad match that they had to spectate for?
Oh, maybe about 20 minutes, I think. Oh, not that long.
That's nice of them.
Yeah, but because they were helping me out. Yeah, they were stoked because you know, I think I got 7 kills in it as well, which is actually quite high for, you know, being solo in a squad match. So, yeah, had a blast with that. I'll continue to do that. And Detroit Become Human comes out soon. Looking forward to that.
Have you played the demo or not?
Nah, I don't want to. I'll just wait.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll wait. I know what I'm getting into. I've played Heavy Rain. I've played Beyond and stuff. So, I know what I'm getting into. I'm keen. Let's close it out. Wilco, where can we catch you?
Wilco's Chill Zone on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. So, yeah, do that for sure.
Joshua, where can we catch you?
Super Mega Josh on the Twitter. You can find me on the Discord. Usually, I haven't been very
apparently
active.
Apparently, you're a bot on Discord.
Yeah, apparently, I'm a bot now. Haven't been very active over the past week and a half. To be honest with you, it's probably going to continue a little bit because, again, I think I don't have a free weekend now until July. Just with
2018.
Work. Yeah.
July 2019, I should say.
Yeah, well, you've got to get me a new van between now and then too, so don't get too busy.
But give me a shout out. If I'm around and you want to play, we'll play.
Sounds good. And you can catch me at Matt Jerkins on the Twitch and stuff like that, and Matty Jerkins on Twitter and Instagram and all those other places. And you can catch us all at our website, ultrasupermega.com.au. Please remember to go and give us a review on iTunes and stuff like that. Tell your friends, tell your mum about us, and we'll see you guys next week.
See yous.
Bye for now.